all I know, if Papa Joe Mama is here, he's the next fucker that's going to lay it on you.
Yeah!
Yeah! Papa Joe Mama!
The sermon tonight is entitled, In Praise of Hate.
Yeah!
Because the end times are coming, my friends, and I, for one, can't wait. Are you ready for the end times? Are you ready for X Day?
Yeah! Yeah! Woo! Fuck yeah!
Well, that all sounds very well and good, but I'm not quite sure I'm buying it. You say you're ready to take the world back from the pizza normals and return it to its rightful heirs, the mutants and subgenies.
I am.
But I'm not sure you've thought it all through yet. No, sir. I think you think the exes are going to do all the killing, and we never even have to dirty our hands. Well, friends, I'm here to tell you that it's not that simple. The exes need our help. Bob needs our help. We need to help ourselves if we want to destroy the conspiracy. Observe the size and the sprawling tentacles of the con. It's everywhere and growing. It's not just going to roll over and die. Someone's going to have to hack it down and kill it. That someone. It's you and me.
Yeah!
Right. Yeah! Right on,
Papa Joe!
Now the Exes, they will take care of the saturation bombing. Bob will lead the shock troops on their initial ground assaults. But that leaves us with the important task of fighting behind enemy lines.
That's right!
Yeah!
Now, if you stop and think about it, it's pretty easy to push a button and drop a bomb on the population from suborbital space. Or even pull a trigger at 50 feet and toast some poor schmuck with a flamethrower. But to drive a bayonet into a living, breathing human at close proximity. Now that takes some hate. Do you have that kind of hate, friends?
Yeah!
You got what it takes to kill for Bob?
Yeah!
Well, I'm unconvinced. I mean, just look at you. I see more hate in the eyes of little old ladies staring at bums in the street than I see in your eyes. And you call it you have hate. I hear more hate in the trembling voice of Bill Clinton discussing tax cuts. Then I hear in your voices tonight.
Fuck Bill Clinton!
Kill the president!
And you dare to call what you have hate. I felt more hate in the namby-pamby handshake of Jehovah's Witnesses come to my door to save my wretched soul than I feel in this room tonight. This isn't real hate. This pink hate.
It's cowardly hate.
Hate you want to feel, but you're too scared of the consequences. This kind of hate insecurity isn't felt by accident, my friends. It's a self-doubt created by years of conspiracy cultivation. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Liberal love bombing. Restrictions on corporal punishment. Pro-social kitty cartoons, public service announcements, conflict resolution courses, new age religion, charities, tolerance training, ethics and sensitivity seminars, feminist critiques, oh, I can go on and on and on, but I haven't the stomach for it. The point is, the point is, the con is working overtime to brainwash away your most basic of genius right. That right, my friend, simply put, is this. You desire to hate your fellow man! The conspiracy hates that. They hate! Of course, it was fine when they used hate for their purposes. Oh, yes, to instigate the Inquisitions or the slave trade or the Holocaust. But now that same hate is going to be used against them, well, all of a sudden, hate, bad thing, evil thing, hate must be destroyed. The hypocrites! The hypocrites! They've gone as far as removing all the anti-Semitic references from the New Testament. They just edit them out like they never even there. And you know, most people don't even notice. But let me ask you this. What good is a religion if you can't use it to hate another religion? I mean, isn't that the main point of a religion? To work your followers up into a frenzy so you can run out and kill the other guy.
Right.
Look at history for your proof. What's the first thing God tells the Jews in the Torah? He says, go into the land of Canaan and kill every man, woman, and child. Don't feel bad about it. It's the promised land and you're just following orders. But isn't it funny that at the same time, the Arabs are killing the Jews for the exact same hunk of land? Why? Because according to their Quran, it's the Islamic holy land, and sorry, no Jews allowed. Oh, yes. Meanwhile, the Pope is telling the Christians, we gotta go over there and toss all the Talmuds out. It's our holy land. That's right. Three of the planet's most popular religions, and all three of them want the same piece of dirt. Now, you would think that they could have come up with three separate holy lands if they really wanted to get along. It would have avoided a lot of bloodshed. But preventing the slaughter wasn't the point, my friends. The objective was justifying the slaughter.
Amen. Yeah. Give me a reason.
Now, you're probably out there wondering, why all the hype about hate?
Drop the bomb.
Because the average pig, my friends, is afraid to hate. You hear all the stories about the glorious days of the soldiers back in the old days fighting the wars. Well, don't you believe that for a moment? After Gettysburg, the Union's most successful battle, Yankee generals were stupefied to discover that the vast majority of weapons, checked after the fighting, had not been fired. It's incredible, but I swear it's true. The majority of all the killing was done by a minority of soldiers. The average normal person just sat there and watched as the battle raged around them. The problem of getting pigs to kill and pull that trigger was so serious in World War II that the army had to train soldiers to shoot at pop-up targets in order to teach them to kill by reflex. Conspiracy research had revealed that if the soldier took time to think before shooting, he was far more likely to let the other soldier live. My friends, our next day, we cannot afford that luxury. Unlike the army in World War II, we can't rest on our laurels assuming the rest of the world is going to kill our enemy for us. No, on the contrary, it's the other way around. The rest of the world is our enemy. Every single one of us must do our part or the conspiracy will survive. They've got the numbers. They've got the resources. The only thing we've got more of than they've got is the sheer hate. The blinding hate. The hate so fierce that it makes your eyes glow red and your blood seethe within your very veins. We've got to strengthen that hate, my friends. Not suppress it. We've got to rehearse that hate every day until next day. 1998 is just around the corner. We can't hesitate our hate when those pinks are on the run. When the exits arrive, we've got 24 hours to annihilate 4 billion pinks.
Yeah.
Do the math. There's no time to act like Hamlet and contemplate the legitimacy of our revenge. No, it's time to kill! If we wait until the saucers appear to harden our hearts and accept the grisly task that Bob has bestowed upon us, it will be too late to beat the sympathy out of our subgenius subconscious. That's why you and I must decide tonight, together, our future course of action. Because from this point on, there can be no further debate and no turning back. It's time to poop or get off the potty. I therefore motion that we put it to a vote so that no one can say that we weren't democratic about it or claim that it wasn't fair. Will someone second my motion? The motion has been seconded. Let us proceed then with the vote. All those in favor of joining Bob on X Day, doing his dirty deeds and destroying the evil empire, then joining Bob on his pleasure saucer to float towards planet X, having non-stop sex and prop and rock and roll, all those in favor say aye!
Aye!
All those not in favor say nay.
Nay!
The ayes have it! Let it be resolved that on this historic day we forge the future of history by deciding to roll up our sleeves and join Bob in battle. Come next day, we'll be ready, willing, and able to dispense justice with extreme prejudice. We know what's expected of us, and we're going to condition ourselves to be prepared for it. We will therefore exercise our hate today so it will be in shape for tomorrow. Join with me now for a hasty hate rehearsal. Yes, my friends. Let the hate flow through your system. Build up those hate muscles. Burn those touchy pink muscles. No pain, no gain. Anger into the lines of your forehead as you furrow your brow. I want to see you flex your neck as you grind your teeth down to the nubbies. I want to see you dig bloody pits into the palms of your hands as you dig your fists into your skin, your bare skin. See that blood flow from your hands. Now let me hear you say it. I hate beats.
I hate normals.
Brothers and sisters.
Amen.
We're going to succeed, my friends. I can just feel it. Bob's strategy is simple but brilliant.
Bob's strategy is simple but brilliant!
Unfortunately, some members in the audience are not so brilliant. But Bob's strategy, simply put, is this. He is going to destroy the con using two basic weapons. Our hate. And their cowardice. While we stockpile our hate, they will continue to feed their own fear. Let them indoctrinate their kids with Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood while we raise fighting mutants on Roadrunner and Tom and Jerry! Let them organize volunteer summits and sing We Are the World while we hold the Bibles and praise Bob! Let them buy back handguns and melt them into scrap while we sharpen our garden tools and get ready for the harvest of souls!
Yeah!
Yeah! Do I hear praise Bob?
Praise Bob!
Praise Bob!
Praise Bob!
Now, let us bow our heads in prayer. Oh, mighty Dobbs, please accept tonight's humble hate offering as a down payment for the tidal wave of hate we're going to have come next day. We acknowledge that you were right when you said there is nothing to love except hate itself. And on July 5th, 1998, we're going to love that hate to death. Here is the word of God. Praise God. Amen. And now I believe we have a Reverend Dinosaur here with a few words for the wise.
We're going to hear a little bit from Jehovah Hayden's Fred.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were
going
to do another one.
No.
Oh, we said
those. Let the
David Lynch.
Yeah.
All right.
Woo.
Okay. Now, you know, they call those songs filth songs, where you take the song and you rewrite the words. I do a lot of stuff like that. I call Ivan and got a whole bunch of them, and I kind of got known for that. And I don't like to get known for doing the same kind of thing all the time. So this one here, I didn't change the words at all. And this is a King Crimson song.
All right.
21st Century Schizoid Man.
Yeah.
I didn't change the words. But
very nice legs, yes.